Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to have our friend and someone we admire very much here, Seth Lipsky, back on the show. Seth is a great American. He's a career journalist. He is the founding editor of the New York Sun. Did I say that right, Seth? That's right,
yep.
Isn't it? Yep, and also former reporter extraordinaire for Wall Street Journal. He's the author of The Citizen's Constitution, an annotated guide, and he's our good friend Seth Lipsky. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to have you back. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you.
Seth, today's Constitution Day, 225 years ago, it was signed on this day by 39 of the original 55 signers of the Declaration of Independence, not because some disagreed with it and didn't sign it, but some of them just weren't there. So it's not like 16, you know, were completely disagreed with it. But it was signed all those years ago. It's an amazing document. I spent as much time as I have today talking about it because I think it's important that we do this as Americans. Anybody who loves liberty should care about the health and the well-being of this precious inspired document, the Constitution. And here's one of the main reasons, Seth, I think we should do this. Every president, probably since the beginning, has pushed the constitutional envelope. The Constitution has been inconvenient for them, and they've tried to push it a little bit, and maybe even go around it a little bit. And as Americans, we have to stay informed so we know when and how to push back. What do you think?
I agree with that completely. I think that's a profound comment. I like to say, particularly right now, we're in a constitutional moment where our politics are so divided that we're going to have to look to the bedrock, to the Constitution, to settle some of our differences.
But even when we do that, Seth, it's ideology. Our two basic ideologies in America these days, the primary ones, seem to be greater to the individuals than this bedrock you're talking about.
That's true. But, you know, one thing I like to say about the Constitution is that its most radical element is something people don't frequently think about, and that is that it's a written document. You know, the English Constitution wasn't written. It was just a set of kind of vaguer principles in English law, but we actually wrote ours down. And why did we do that? Why did the founders of the American Constitution choose to have a written Constitution? It's because they wanted its principles to apply over a long period of time, over centuries, and they expected us to pay attention to the written document, like a lease or a closing document in a house. They really expected us to pay attention to its plain language.
Well, one of the things that I wrote about an article recently about freedom and liberty, and I said in that article that freedom, I consider freedom to be a state of mind. I think it's important to distinguish between freedom and liberty, because freedom is a state of mind. Liberty, and you just basically said it just now, liberty is a contract that we give to each other, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what the founders thought is that our rights, the Constitution doesn't give us rights. The founders believed that those rights came from our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And
life,
that,
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right. And what they did, the way they protected our liberty, is they prohibited the government from interfering with it. They didn't give it to us. They prohibited the government from interfering with pre-existing rights. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bill of Rights First Amendment begins, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or abridging the free exercise thereof. I mean, in other words, they were limiting the government. They assumed that we...
They didn't say... They didn't give us the liberty or the rights to religion. They said the government can't prevent us from having it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And all the other...
Very important point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's... And isn't that one of the reasons why this thing has endured all these years?
I think that is. I mean, it is... It's an ingenious structure. It's sometimes called negative rights.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other constitutions, the more modern ones, they have bills of rights that are four or five times longer than our Bill of Rights. Our Bill of Rights is like...
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, more with Seth Lipsky after these messages. We're talking about the Constitution. Constitution's anniversary, 225 years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.